Abdullah Abdullah announced earlier today, just hours ago, that he did not think Saturday's runoff election could be held without problems. The runoff was called after widespread fraud in that initial August election.
Leave the legal implications and consequences of my decision, but as far as I'm concerned, I have decided for myself not to participate in the November the 7th elections.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Morocco this morning, one day after trying to revive stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Clinton met first with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Abu Dhabi. The Palestinian chief negotiator describes the peace process there as, quote, stuck. Clinton then flew to Israel to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Afterward, Clinton said Israel is making what she called unprecedented concessions on settlements. To Ohio, six bodies, all women, all apparently strangled to death. Police in Cleveland have arrested this man, 50-year-old Anthony Sowell, in connection with these six bodies found at his home. A coroner tells CNN it appears these women were strangled and their decomposing bodies could have been in his home, they say, for weeks, possibly months, possibly years. Pretty pictures from the White House all, I guess pictures. Now, there we go. Thank you, Trick Photography, kind of. Nice, pretty orange glow on Halloween at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Kind of cool for kids. 2,000 kids got to go to the White House to trick-or-treat. We haven't been able to figure out what that thing was. Some kind of leaf thing. Or anyway, yeah. Lots of pumpkins, lots of fun. Kids from 11 area schools, Maryland, Virginia, Washington, D.C., getting M&Ms, cookies from the White House, the chef. Mrs. Obama did dress up with a picture of her in just a second as Catwoman. There she is. And Mr. Obama as Mr. Obama.